With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells reporters that Republicans won't let Democrats on the Rules Committee hold up their rescissions agenda, but the committee did advance a resolution calling for the Justice Department to release information related to Jeffrey Epstein.
The Republicans on the Rules Committee, most of them that were present, voted against Democrat amendments to try to hijack that. That was the right thing for them. They were wrongfully tarred and feathered by people who did not understand what was happening and said that they were covering up for, they were in favor of concealing Epstein files. It's simply not true.
And the Trump administration asking a federal court to unseal secret documents related to the case. It's an effort to put the rest a good political crisis, largely of the administration's own making. President Trump filing a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and media mogul Rupert Murdoch a day after the newspaper published a story reporting on his ties to the wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein. The lawsuit was filed Friday in federal court in Miami, seeking at least $10 billion in damages. The president has signed the Genius Act into law, creating three first U.S. crypto regulations for stablecoins. He says this is validation for the crypto industry.
I pledge that we would bring back American liberty and leadership and make the United States the crypto capital of the world, and that's what we've done. And under the Trump administration, this is only going further. You're going to do really well.
Venezuela has released 10 jailed Americans in exchange for getting home scores of migrants deported by the United States to El Salvador months ago under the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. The arrangement represents a diplomatic achievement for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and helps President Trump in his goal of bringing home Americans jailed abroad. Wall Street closing a third winning week with a quiet finish, the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 0.3%. This is SRN News. Abortion is surging in Ireland.
When abortion advocates led the charge for an amendment to the Constitution in 2018, they promised the procedure would be safe, legal, and rare. But Irish authorities report that since the amendment was adopted, the abortion rate has soared nearly 300%. Ellis Mulroy of the Pro-Life Campaign tells CNA, quote, "It's a truly horrifying figure, and it's the opposite of what senior politicians promised the public would happen 7 years ago." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study conducted by researchers at West University finds that as Americans begin to turn their backs on organized religion, they're seeking meaning in occult and pagan practices. Some are turning to paranormal and New Age beliefs, which include communicating with the dead, predicting the future, or believing that one's soul can travel through space or time. Others are embracing witchcraft and Satanism, with a sharp rise in those consulting fortune tellers, palm readers, and tarot cards. This is SRN News. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says, in spite of longtime trends, it's not inevitable that Republicans should lose their majorities in Congress in next year's midterms elections.
First of all, if you look at Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1934, where they gain seats because they're in the middle of a revolution. President Trump represents a profound, fundamental change in Washington, and it's a change most Americans want.
He believes the 2026 midterm elections will be a continuation of what he calls the Trump boom.
Between the bill they just signed, the work he's doing on tariffs, a number of other steps about investments, things like the project in Philadelphia or in Pittsburgh, where they announced $50 billion in additional investments.
Former Speaker Gingrich interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.